You're listening to Naked Astronomy with me, Dominic Ford, and now it's time to take some more of your questions. Andy Rendell sent an email to astronomy@thenakedscientist.com to say that he's heard that the Earth's magnetic field may soon flip in its direction, so that the North Pole may soon become the South Pole, and vice versa. He was wondering whether this is normal and whether it might also happen to other stars and planets. To find out, I asked Kirsten Goschalk.
I just want to focus in on that soon first. So it is actually very normal for planets to have a magnetic pole switch. We can see in the history of the Earth that it's happened many, many times since the Earth formed 4.5 billion years ago or so. But like the idea that we're due for one soon, that the North and South Pole are going to reverse suddenly soon, is incorrect, I believe. It's not a regular thing. You can go for millions of years without having a magnetic pole switch, and then you can have two quite close together on a geological timescale. So the idea that we're going to have one soon, I think, is perhaps something we shouldn't be counting on. It's very unlikely to happen in our lifetime. And even if it did start in our lifetime, they think it takes thousands of years to actually happen. So even if it started today, it's unlikely we would see a North and South Pole flip around in our lifetimes. So that addresses the soon thing. So yeah, we definitely know that it's happened on Earth. We've seen it happen a number of times through the geological record, so we can dig down in the Earth and actually see what the magnetic field was like in the past. And we can actually also see on other planets, well, other bodies in our solar system, this happening as well. It happens every 11 years, approximately, on the Sun. So the Sun has a very strong magnetic field, and it causes the sunspots that we see and solar flares, and it's very dynamic. It's changing basically on a day-to-day basis and follows this 22-year cycle, again, approximately. So you see the magnetic poles flip once every 11 years so that they go back to what they were before every 22 years. And so this is caused by the Sun. It rotates faster at the equator than at the poles, and this causes the magnetic field in the Sun to twist up, and then you get all of these loops happening, and they cause solar prominences and sunspots. And then as all of this dynamic process is happening inside the star with the magnetic fields, the poles will end up switching, and then, I guess, as I said, switch back again 11 years later. So we see it happening in the Sun, but that's the fastest we can see it happening in the solar system. I actually did a little bit of looking in some journals for this because I wasn't too sure about the other planets in our solar system. Venus has no intrinsic magnetic field from the planet, but Mercury, Uranus, Neptune, Saturn, and Jupiter all have magnetic fields. And I found a paper in ICARUS, which is a journal from the American Astronomical Society on planetary geology and planetary science. And it actually explored the possibility of these magnetic field reversals, these switches of the poles in both Jupiter and Saturn. And they concluded that they do occur, and they probably occur on order of every few centuries instead of thousands to millions of years on Earth, or the, you know, every 11 years on the Sun. So my short answer is yes, it can happen in other planets in the solar system. It has happened on Earth, and it happens in stars as well.
So I guess on the Earth it's quite easy to see evidence for that, because you can dig up rocks which were formed millions of years ago and which have magnetic field locked into them because they contain iron. I guess on a gas giant like Jupiter or Saturn, it's really very difficult to know historically what their magnetic fields were doing.
Extremely difficult. And even on somewhere like Mercury, because we haven't been to Mercury, we haven't sent a probe to Mercury to dig through the Mercury's crust to see if we can see the history of these magnetic poles which is happening. So the fact that we haven't been to any of these places to actually do this direct observation means we are inferring details based on what we know about the planets. But we do see Jupiter's magnetic field changing. So its magnetosphere is actually can be observed indirectly using radio telescopes. And it's actually a strong enough signal that you could pick it up by, like, an amateur radio operator on Earth could pick it up. So you can see the changing of this magnetic field over time through observing its magnetosphere and the radio waves it emits. So we know that Jupiter's magnetic field is changing, and we see that. And we also know that they have quite strong magnetic fields, because we actually see aurora on Jupiter and Saturn. In fact, there's some amazing Hubble Space Telescope images that I would really recommend people go and find, because the aurora on Jupiter and Saturn are stunning. And that's actually one of my favourite parts of a magnetic pole reversal, and why I really wish one would start happening on the Earth now, because when this happens, it's not like the poles flip immediately. As I said, it takes thousands of years. And during that time, you actually get many poles around the Earth, and so you basically have auroras everywhere. And I think that would be really cool.
And I think they say that the magnetic field of Jupiter is actually the largest structure in the solar system.
Yes, that's what I was reading, that it's absolutely massive, Jupiter's magnetosphere. It is definitely much bigger than Jupiter, and it extends out like a tadpole-y shape. And yeah, it's bigger than the Sun.
So it seems we could be in for quite dramatic sky shows the world over, but perhaps not just yet.